This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 19. Priscilla and Aquila. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 18. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath, he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Cenchrea, because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately. Though he knew only the baptism of John, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. Aquila and Priscilla were an amazing couple. They were not missionaries or ministers. They were tent makers or leather workers by trade, lay people who were used mightily by the Lord. They moved from Rome to Corinth, where Paul met them. He was also a tent maker, so he lived and worked with them. After some time, Paul moved on to Ephesus, and Priscilla and Aquila went with him. Paul didn't stay long, but they remained and served the church there. When Apollos, a highly educated new believer, came, he was quite effective in ministry, but his teaching about Jesus needed some correction. So Priscilla and Aquila invited him to their home and helped him get on track. Apollos later proved to be a helpful teacher of the good news. From the greetings in Paul's letters, we know that a church in Ephesus met in Priscilla and Aquila's home. They returned to Rome, and a church also met in their home there. Paul adds that they were his co-workers and had risked their lives for him. Later, they were back in Ephesus again. Aquila and Priscilla moved a lot, and wherever they went, they opened their homes so that people could worship together. They mentored other leaders while working behind the scenes. God needs people like them in his mission today, too. Could you be one? Pray with me. Lord, use my gifts and resources in whatever way you please to share the good news. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.